This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At the official opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem on Monday, President Trump made these comments in a pre-recorded video.
Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital, the capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was very pleased.
Last December, President Trump became the first world leader to recognize Jerusalem as our capital. And today, the United States of America is opening its embassy right here in Jerusalem. Thank you, President Trump, for having the courage to keep your promises. Thank you, President Trump, and thank you all for making the alliance between America and Israel stronger than ever.
Interestingly, Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro, citing the decision by President Trump, compared him to the biblical King Cyrus. Cyrus, a Persian king, conquered Babylon and made history by allowing the Jews to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. Ezra 5:11-12 says, "Because our ancestors angered the God of heaven, he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar the Chaldean, king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild this house of God." First Lady Melania Trump had surgery to treat a benign kidney condition at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday morning. CNN reported that Mrs. Trump was the first U.S. First Lady to have a serious medical procedure while in the White House since Nancy Reagan had a mastectomy in October 1987. Former Irish Prime Minister John Bruton made the pro-life case in a new video from Protect the Eighth ahead of the May 25th referendum when the Irish voters decide whether they should repeal its Eighth Amendment, which protects unborn babies' right to life.
On the 25th of May, we will be asked a simple question. Should the unborn child in the womb have any protection from the Irish Constitution at all? If you were to cast your vote in favour of the government's proposal, you'd be saying that the unborn child in the womb should have no protection at all. An unborn child can feel pain after only 20 weeks of a pregnancy, so it can suffer as its life is being ended. If we are to vote yes, we will be repeating the mistakes made in so many other countries, like Britain, where up to 1 in 5 pregnancies now end in abortion. Of these abortions, 97% are performed on healthy mothers and healthy babies whose lives are ended. I'm asking you to vote no on the 25th of May. We can, as a nation, do better than this.
Abortion activists, backed by some of the world's richest men like George Soros, are pushing the pro-life country to legalize abortion on demand. God asks two questions of his people in Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And finally, last Thursday, ABC's The View shared the story of how one mom's life changed after giving birth to a daughter with Down syndrome, which was featured in a viral Teleflora Mother's Day ad, which has been viewed on YouTube 8,300,000 times. Kara Armstrong, an ER nurse, initially worried about her daughter's diagnosis, but today describes her 7-year-old daughter Mia as, quote, the light of our lives, end quote.
When Mia was born, a doctor came in and said, I'm so sorry. I didn't doubt that I would love my baby, but I doubted that I was the right woman for the job. She is the glue that holds our family together. She is the light of our lives. I think motherhood is about embracing who they were created to be. I was given this daughter to change my heart and to show me a different kind of perfect.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.